Harry Whittle, narration demo.
As the maxillary nerve continues, it enters the infraorbital groove and becomes the infraorbital nerve. This nerve gives rise to the middle and anterior superior alveolar nerves. The middle superior alveolar nerve supplies sensation to the mesiobuccal root of the maxillary first molar, the premolars, and the associated buccal gingiva. However, this nerve is not present in all people. If the nerve is absent, these areas are innervated by the posterior and anterior superior alveolar nerves. The main areas of sensory innervation for the anterior superior alveolar nerve are the cuspid and central and lateral incisors and the buccal gingiva in that area.
I walked in, I sat down, I took my customary look around.
It no longer matters whether you describe Dave Frischberg as a songwriter, a pianist, or a singer. All three skills have become indivisible. Indeed, he has become a Blakeyan cottage industry. First, he thinks of a song title. Then, in the course of a month or two, he writes the lyrics and the enclosing melody, usually concurrently. He performs the song publicly, and if both he and the public like it, he records it, often supplying his own liner notes. Last, his publishing firm prints the song. Frischberg the pianist is an unclassifiable creation. The blues pianists he once imitated lie at the bottom of his style, particularly in his strong basso profundo left hand. A level or two up are traces of Fats Waller, Jess Stacy, and Earl Hines. Art Tatum comes and goes on the next level, and so does Nat Cole. At the top, like a meadow sprinkled with rare wildflowers, is Jimmy Rolls.
She was slapping her cakes on me, my friend. Was slapping her cakes on me.
Frischberg is a superb self-accompanist and a good soloist. He swings constantly, and he has learned Jimmy Rolls' trick of surreptitiously squeezing odd single notes and offbeat chords into the cracks between a singer's words.
Was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. Slapping the cakes on me.
On February 28, 1990, NASA launched the space shuttle Atlantis from Kennedy Space Center with a top-secret payload known as USA 53. Aviation Week said that the payload was a large digital imaging reconnaissance satellite. Civilian observers assumed it was similar to a Keyhole KH-11. But when they spotted the satellite itself, they noted that it was unusually bright, giving them their first hint that they were onto something very special. On March 16th, Soviet media reported an explosion associated with USA 53 and said that pieces of debris had been detected in orbit. What the observers did not know is that the shuttle's cargo wasn't just another KH-11. It was a new class of stealth satellite, codenamed Misty, and designed to orbit undetected. In fact, Jeffrey Richelson, a senior fellow at the National Security Archive, suggests that the explosion may have been a ruse to throw the Russians off the scent and allow the satellite to vanish. The cantilevers used in the array are of a three-terminal design, with separate heaters for reading and writing, and a capacitive platform for electrostatic actuation of the cantilevers in the Z direction. The cantilevers are approximately 70 micrometers long, with a 500 to 700 nanometer long tip integrated directly above the right heater. The apex of each tip has a radius on the scale of a few nanometers, allowing data to be written at extremely high densities, greater than 1 terabyte per square inch. In addition to the cantilevers, the array chip also carries 8 thermal sensors, which are used to provide XY positioning information for closed-loop operation of the microscanner.